NGP.
Came to party when I walked through the door, that when the party started, I started
start sliding to the left. Start feeling myself. Now everybody get their groove on. Blood go crazy when the red and that news on. Now bounce with it. Then step with it. Hit the flow with it.
Bounce to your left. Bounce to your left. Bounce to your right. Bounce to your right.
That's Miss Aretta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, to our global audience around the world, this is Cultural Excellence. Cultural Excellence at its finest. And we've got a special guest tonight. And before I do that, I need to bring on to the set my co-host, the amazing Waymaker. Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, brother?
Man, I'm so excited about tonight. My brother, my friend, the king of trail riding blue is here, baby.
Look.
Introducing him to the world, because this is the place where talent meets the world.
Exactly. Oh, you say come, come. Oh, that's his signature moniker there, come, come. Jeeta Jones. Look, we've talked about three times, and I've enjoyed each and every one of those, and you're my friend now. You're my friend. I will tell, man, oh man, oh man. I'm equally as excited. You were going to come on a few weeks ago, and you had some duties that you had to take care of, and we understand that. But we are excited. I've told everyone. I've texted everyone. I sent it through Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, our apps, StudioW.Buzz, that's on Apple, Studio W, Android, our website, StudioWBuzz.com, Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and Alexa, my brother. Man, I'm excited. I've got a little story I want to say, and because the first song I'm going to play of yours, but we need to, nobody can tell your story as good as you can, Jeeta. Jeeta Jones, Kang. I'm saying Kang, K-A-N-G of the Trail Ride Blues. Jeeta Jones, who is Jeeta Jones? Where did you get started? I know you started, really writing and producing while you were in the military. Can we start right there? And then we're going to go backwards, go forward. We're just going to have a blast, brother. Who is Jeeta Jones?
Most of our military cats know me as retired Sergeant First Class Jones. I started while I was at Fort Riley, Kansas, my last duty station. I started working on my first album. So I dropped three albums while I was at Campbell before I retired. After retiring, moving back home, that's when I started, touring on the weekends in the chilling circuit while I worked at Dillard's during the day.
You said, in case the audience didn't pick that up, you said the Chitlin' Circuit.
Yes.
Chitlin' Circuit. Jeeta Jones. Okay. Oh, my God. Then I'm going to have the Waymaker jump in before I drop this song, because this song, your song, and I was just thinking about this today, was the first time I was really introduced to what was going on with this Southern soul music. Yeah, we played people like Johnny Taylor, you know, and all those greats, man. Oh my God, Bobby Blue Bland, and you know, all of that is mixed somewhere, and we're gonna get into that conversation too. But the first time I really got introduced to Southern soul and what you cats are throwing down, wow! My sister, Emma C, I have got, she's listening right now. I have to give her credit for that. I was in California. In California, when I started this station about 9 years ago, almost 9 years ago, I played a lot of R&B, smooth jazz and neo soul and a lot of different music, you know, this type of thing, right? But not a whole lot of Southern soul until I came back to Richmond, Virginia one day. And my sister, she said, "You got to hear this kid. Have you ever heard of Geeta Jones?" I said, "No." "No, I haven't heard of Geeta Jones." She said, "Well, listen to this." And ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back. And Waymaker, before I drop this, do you have anything to say? Because my finger's on the trigger, brother.
Hey, man, look, do what you do. I'm excited about having the Kang in the house. Let's drop it, baby. Let's make it happen. Let's do it.
You know what?
Yeah.
This lady told me.
See?
She been riding eggs all
you, you guys asked for it.
So she never rode a real stallion.
The Kang.
But you know what time it is?
Geeta Jones.
It's time for her to ride a real stallion.
Come on now.
Go on, sell her. And let's ride. Long day at the trail ride. You know how we do. Just came out the woods. Somebody banging that snoop. This lady approached me. I said, "How you do?" She looked for a combo. I said, "Well, come on through." She has been mad for quite a while. She been riding them neck, but that just ain't her style. She want a stallion, one with a pretty good stride. I said, "Settle up and let me take you for a ride."
You better saddle up.
And don't look.
Black Horse, Geeta Jones, ladies and gentlemen, live right here on this network tonight. You have time. Please call somebody. You guys can multitask. Call somebody and tell them they don't want to miss this broadcast right here. We got the one and only Kang of Trail Ride Blues, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Geeta, brother, look. What I'm telling you is a true story. So when my sister introduced me to you, right? Now she introduced me to a whole lot of cats that you probably already know. Sir Charles Jones. Mm-hmm. Didn't know about him before her, right? Let's see, Wendell B. Oh, wow. My goodness. I mean, just go on and on and on. Thank you, Emma. See, she's listening right now. She's giving us a thumb.
Thank you, Emma.
Oh, man. I got a story to tell you about Emma, too. And that's when she, I thought my sister was attacking, Sir Charles Jones backstage, and good Lord, I got to tell you about that a little bit later.
Yeah,
on. We're gonna hold. There's a video on this too. Hey, Gita, there's a video. I promise you.
I got him on tape.
Look, I got receipts. I have receipts. So Gita, when did you write this one, Black Horse? Were you in the military then, or? What inspired you to write this one?
Well, actually, I was on the way to do a show in Ontario, California.
Whoa.
But I was in Dallas. My plane got delayed.
Okay.
So we went over a Beef Flipper house. He lived in Dallas at the time. While I was there, he played two beats for me. The first one, I didn't like it, so he gave it to me. He said, I'm going to get that to Cupid. I said, bet. Then he played this track, and I said, I like that. It's real catchy.
Okay.
And I said, you want to ride? So I said, put me in the booth, and I just went in and freestyled the whole song.
Whoa.
Well, I came out, sat down. His uncle had went down, took a shower, and came back up. He said, you threw that song? I said, yeah. He said, that quick? I said, yeah.
Whoa.
It took us I might have been in the booth probably 12 minutes.
Are you serious right now? You
did the whole song within 15 minutes. I went and did my ad-libs, everything.
Oh, then my God.
Big Tony left. Me and DJ Big Tony, we left and went to the airport, caught our flight. When I came back, I had called Beat Flip, and I said, hey, I need to come touch up that song. He said, I already sent that off of Master. I even heard it, you know. It's good.
Man.
He sent it to Music Access, and they dropped it.
Look, they had to drop it. Because I'm gonna tell you,
World Trade Center. I'm telling you, it was gone.
Oh man, it is dope. It is completely dope. Because after Emma turned me on to it, right, I went back to California. I ain't have no horse, right, but I had a black Cadillac. But I said, I'm riding around playing your song throughout California and also on my radio station. And you know, I tell you what, that's what Waymaker and I do. We connect the dots, and Waymaker. And what do we do? What is this all about? Where talent, what?
Where talent meets the world. When you come to this platform,
whoa,
you're going to be seen and heard all over the world. I don't know how to emphasize that. If they never heard you in South Africa, they're hearing you tonight.
Come on.
You feel me? And
Gita. Gita.
Kumbaya. you see what I'm saying? And this is what I love about it. This is a go around for me, because when I heard Country Boy, I think that song, I called Gita. I said, Gita, I love this. I said, is it all right if I turn this song on to the world? And he said, yeah. Do I have your permission? He said, yes. I told you, my brother, and thank God to be so, that I told you I was going to introduce that song to the world.
Wow. Was it the Country Boy slide?
No, it's, what is it? Old Country Boy?
Good
old Country Boy.
Good old boys.
Yeah, good old boys.
Good old boys. Yeah. Is that the one you're talking about?
That's the one I'm talking about.
No, that's not what you're talking about. Huh?
That's what I'm talking
about. Boy, look.
Come on.
Are you serious right now?
That's it.
You know,
come on.
Waymaker, you know me. I'm ready to drop, baby.
Come on, Waymaker.
I'll drop it.
Waymaker in the boom boom room, look at the baby.
Hey!
Waymaker, boom boom.
Oh yeah.
Good old boy. Come on now.
Come on,
just a good old boy.
Oh.
Never meaning no harm. I've been wearing this hat and these boots since the day I was born.
Come on.
When we walk up to the country boy, it's all you see.
Let me give me a little piece.
Come on, yeah.
wagon, muscadine wagon, muscadine wine. Honey cool that night while drinking and shine. Saddle up your horse, cause it's time to see if your stud, your mare, is gonna be faster than me.
Come on, country boy.
I've been wearing this hat and these boots since the day I was born. I'm trying to see if you were raised like me.
Oh,
cause when we walked up, them country boys is all you see.
Man.
Oh, yeah. So y'all better party with me tonight, y'all.
Hey, look.
Come on, Gina.
Gina Jones.
If you country like me, well, it's time to party in the backyard. So drink with me, drink with me.
I got mine. We're yours.
Hey, I got mine too.
Never mean no harm. I've been wearing this hat and these boots since the day I was born.
Work it. Work it. You go to ride now.
They go to work in the backyard.
Oh, man.
Y'all come and enjoy this part.
Y'all better ask somebody.
Studio W.
The baddest on the planet.
King of Trail Riders in the house.
Man.
Mr. Honorable.
Hey, look here. You know, I don't know where, I don't know where and what charts this song is on, but it needs to be on all charts and it needs to be at the top of the charts, ladies and gentlemen. That's some awesome stuff. See, not only do I love the musical accompaniment behind that, the story. And see, this is what I love about, Gita, what I love about Southern Soul. You're telling a story. You talk about real life and you put it in a rhythmic fashion that is appealing. My favorite genre is Southern Soul, ladies and gentlemen. Southern Soul.
You got it. Look. You done got it. Gita, we got it.
You got him. Okay. You know, I'm like a junkie that needs, a fix. I'm telling you. That's why I'm always, you can hear Southern Soul on this station and you hear other, oh my God. Hey, Emma. She said, my experience, you can't beat a good old country boy. Emma, cut it out. Cut it out, Emma.
I think Emma want to make some more movies.
Look at, I'm telling you. I said, is my sister Melissa Charles, Sir Charles, come on girl, don't put that on. Come on, you don't put that on film. Come on, dude, don't do that. Oh my God. Hey, Gita, we want to know more about you because Waymaker, jump in. You the co-host, you know, I ain't got to tell you. Hey, Gita, Waymaker was supposed to come on 2 months ago. He's supposed to come on for 15 minutes. He ain't left yet. He ain't left yet.
LPJ, yeah. He's still him.
One thing he told me about you though, Gita, and I know he worked with many artists and I've met a lot of them and they are all really, really good people. But he pointed you out for something. He said, Gita Jones, that's a real, real dude. And I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
You try to teach. My mother taught me, my grandparents raised me, so I'm raised on that old school. And one thing, you treat people like you want to be treated.
Isn't that something?
I don't want no wooden nickels. So I can't eat no half of a performance. You know, I want to earn the money I get from you, you know.
Wow.
I pride myself on being a cold entertainer, you know. If not, I mean, I got 5 trophies. They say I was entertainer of the year the last 5 years. So, 6, 7, 8 don't change unless my health, don't persist me, but I leave it all on the stage. When I leave, I'm tired. When I come off the stage, I'm tired.
Wow. That's dedication, man. And that means that you have a passion for what you do. Now I know that you started writing and producing and pre-producing while you were in the military, but when did you start singing?
I come from the church. I come from a long line. My whole family could sing from the top to the bottom, you know, from my great granddaddy to my grandkids. All of them can sing, you know. I can open that door and they come in this room.
They come in singing.
They'll come in here singing and dancing. I think they're taking more to dancing. My mom is an avid dancer. You know, growing up as a child when they had them all parties where they lock you in the back room.
Uh-huh.
And you peep it through the hole, you see all them jigging and Marvin Gaye on, and you got to turn it loose, you know. They're not just getting it, you know.
Right.
And every now and then when they get full of that crown and that good look, they'll open the door and let you come in and say, dance for a couple of dollars. They have them dollars out. And I'm going in there to get my money, you know.
Absolutely.
So that's where the dancing started from.
Man, but, dancing.
I was weird in the church. I went from choir singing to quartet singing, you know.
Okay.
Always been around it in it, you know.
Wow. So at what age did you realize that you could sing? What age? Because I believe it had to be at an early age with the confidence that seems like your family exudes. At what age did you realize you could sing?
Well, I always knew I could hold a tune. I always knew that. Hold a tune in a bucket, but I didn't think I was just, the best singer. And I still don't think that I'm the best singer around. I can hold a tune in a bucket. In my family, if I had to rank us as singers, I'm like number 10.
What?
On the depth chart.
Are you serious?
Cause I'm coming from singers. I'm talking about who's going to put tears in your eyes.
You know? Oh Lord.
Run you up out the church, you know.
So that's I want to run.
Phenomenal singers in my family.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Now,
okay. Before I pass this over to my main man, DA. Now.
Yes, sir.
I call him the DA. Hey, Gita, you may not know this. I call him the DA for a reason. He's a district attorney of Southern Soul Music.
He know what you
is. This is a gamer name.
Man, look here. We've been together for a while, and he's really a good friend of mine. It doesn't take long to make a good friend. It really doesn't.
True that.
You know, you can find that out, and now because people reveal themselves quick, fast, and in a hurry. And well, then after I found I met DA, he came on. He's supposed to go on 15 minutes, and he didn't even want to leave. He didn't leave.
He ain't left yet.
You gotta write that. I'll write that too. Ain't left yet. We're working on something else.
I tell you what, the problem with the world is most of the time we better friends than people we being friends to. You ever call somebody to tell them about your problem, you end up hearing about theirs?
Isn't that something?
Absolutely.
Yours still ain't hard. They ain't even heard you because they don't want to hear it.
Man, look.
The world is selfish now.
Hey man, you know how selfish it is. And see, this is what the DA and I, our mission is. When I was in California, you know how California is one of the biggest, if not the biggest state in the union.
True.
And we out there and millions and millions and millions, but 30 million people, whatever it is, and they don't know about Southern Soul. They gonna know about it because this is what we gonna do. From New York to California, Detroit, I don't care, Seattle, Florida, Texas, and we already have a huge following in Texas. And I do have a following in California, not necessarily known for Southern Soul, but guess what? We've got some plans in place, right, DA?
Absolutely, wide open, committed to it.
It's time.
Where Jahwe meets the world.
Party.
Absolutely. I keep saying that because that's the emphasis. That's the importance. That's where we're going. That's where you at. Anytime you are heard on this podcast, on Studio W.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, right. Yes. And we stream and broadcast around the globe. And D.A. told me, he said, man, look, we've got to introduce this. And I was in total agreement to the world. I said, D.A., I'm already there. Already there. And so what we're going to do, Jeeta, with your permission, a couple of songs of yours. Now, most of your songs that I've heard, because you've got several albums. You have about five albums. Is that, am I?
12.
Whoa. Excuse me, my brother. I apologize.
He's the king. I told you he was the king.
I apologize. I apologize. 12. You did tell me that. Now, you started recording. Well, let's start within the military. When you started producing while you were in the military, what year was that?
2012. I dropped my first album 2013, February.
2013. Ladies and gentlemen, this is really phenomenal. Check it out. Do the math. Dropped his first album in 2013. This is 2023. That's 10 years, but he's dropped 12 albums. That's more than an album a year. If my math serves me right, I don't know. Look, I'm tired of talking right now. I'm going to a song. Jeeta Jones. Good. Come inside. On. Come on.
Let's go on, stand up on your feet and get your part on.
Well, come on, let's do this thing right now. You hanging over me, WB, the Waymaker and the King, Jeeta Jones.
You're telling me it's the world.
That's it. The baddest on the planet.
It's your drink, because I got mine.
You do me so right, oh yeah. You made me wanna stand up in it all night. All right, if you're good, will you give me all the good loving? Yes, sir. So good to me, baby. I turned it on and it stopped clubbing. Yes, sir.
Right now.
So come and see, I need you, baby, right here with me. Gotta have your love and sleeping next to me, baby. Oh, baby, baby. You know you make me feel so good inside, yeah. Baby, oh, baby. The way you hold me, baby, baby, in your arms, in the middle of the night. Ooh, baby, come on, baby. Come here, baby, baby, come here to me. Gonna have your love and want you to see. You looking good and you're so fine. Can't get your body on my mind.
Baby, oh, baby, baby, baby. Yes, sir.
The way you back it up on me, girl, it feels so good. Alright. The way you touch me, baby, it feels so right. Yes, sir. It got good to me, y'all. I paid the rent on the Monday. Yes, sir. I washed the keys, y'all. Fuck on the Tuesday. Yes, sir. I rubbed the feet, y'all. Yeah.
Come on.
On the Wednesday.
Okay. Here we go.
I got the favorite meals.
Walk through there.
Fuck on the Thursday. Yeah.
Come on.
I didn't even go to work. I called off on the Friday. Yes, sir. I didn't even go out with the boys on the Saturday. Yeah.
Here we go.
Ellie. She made me go to church on the Sunday. Yes, sir. We did it over and over and over again on the Monday. Oh, yeah, yeah. We did it over and over and over and over again on the Monday. Yes, sir. Baby. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You had all days of the week down pat, didn't you?
Run them through the week. Like it again.
Now y'all remember that somebody get this photo. I mean, my best friend at the trail ride trying to holler at every woman he wasn't dope.
Yeah.
Well, he lost his woman and his wife in the same day. I'm sitting there waiting on him. You know what he said when he got down?
Good.
That I had hanging out in the streets. Never once did I ever think that this could happen to me. That I was thankful for. Y'all, I pulled up to a house. Another man opened the door. Now I could have lost it, but I played it cool. She had a smile from ear to ear. Somebody
hit
this woman.
What is it?
Y'all, I turned and walked to my car.
Hey,
the woman wouldn't let me go. She grabbed my arm and said, baby, there's something that you should know.
Come on.
It's gotta be good for the goose.
Okay.
She said you had your fun over yonder. Ooh, me, baby. But you just couldn't turn it loose.
Ain't turn it loose.
Couldn't turn it loose. That got on a smash.
Hey. I even missed her kids. Those nights watching Netflix. And you two's what we did. Her sending freaky pictures to make me hurry home. Like a dog in heat, y'all. He's trying to bury his bone.
Trying to bury the bone.
Got me gone, y'all. Hey. At the liquor store. I'm about to get wasted. They got me on Facebook, bro.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
And her nosy neighbors got the nerve to stand around. She said, I'm tired of your shit. Mama said, we the talk of the town.
Hey.
It just gotta be good for the goose. She said, you had your fun over yonder. Ooh, wee baby. But you just couldn't turn it.
Good for the goose.
Good for the goose. She said you had your fun over yonder.
Uh-oh.
But you just couldn't turn it loose. Can't turn it loose.
Ain't that
it loose? Was clear now the yonder. See, it's gotta be good for the goose. Wee baby.
Wee baby.
She said you had your fun over yonder.
Macaroni,
but you just couldn't turn it loose.
Go home, Brady. Green beans.
Woo!
Uh-huh. It's the GQ.
Remember Gina.
In the big dog.
Remember Gina Jones tonight, yo.
Oh, yeah, this trail ride certified. Man's feel. So get ready. Get your boots on. As we do the cowboy fly. At
your boots.
Cause it's time to get loose.
Zydeco music.
The wild hogs bleach.
So put them on the pitch.
Tailgating with me.
At the rodeo.
You know it goes down.
Baddest show on dirt.
Done made it to the town.
Down in the country.
Come and get around.
So make a little room.
Watch your cowboys climb.
And start a bonfire.
It's time to get down.
And grab your moonshine.
Pass it around.
I'm feeling good.
With cowboys swag.
Said the Django.
Who's that ninja on that
name? So don't get mad.
You know I ain't playing.
Do the cowboy slide.
You know what I'm saying.
Hey. That cowboy and that slide.
Hey. Uh-oh.
Come on. Say. That cowboy and that slide.
Uh-oh.
Say. Come on.
That slide.
Come on. That cowboy and that slide.
Hey. Come on. Right.
Come on. Now.
That cowboy and that slide.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
I said, hey, cowgirl. Say the cowboy slide.
But maybe you too.
You're looking real cute.
In them jeans.
But you need a real ride.
On your team.
I see your club shirt.
You rapping so hard.
Said you're looking so fine.
Said you need a bodyguard.
Like a single foot and horse.
You're still in the show.
Come by my camp.
And let me go.
I holler who you with.
Like Burning Man.
Short hair, don't care.
Long hair, lean back.
You got that vibe.
Like Love Fredo.
The GQ country boy.
Nothing can't steal the show.
Louisiana made.
What's on the soul page?
Let's get the party started.
So grab my juice.
Like little Boosie said.
When you lose like a goose.
Hey, that cowboy and that slide.
Uh-oh.
Come on, say. That cowboy and that slide. Come on, ride.
Way to make up in the bus and move, y'all.
That cowboy and that slide.
Come on, ride.
I'm with you.
That cowboy
and that slide. I'm going to bus one, too.
Come on, come on.
Bus and move, bus and move, bus and move.
I see you grooving out there.
Yeah.
It's the big dog.
Uh-oh.
I'm back.
Ooh-wee.
I got to tell you about this.
Yeah.
Cause we coming from the trail ride. Old school parties.
Yeah.
Line dances.
Ooh-wee.
It's going live.
Ooh-wee.
We jumping
this
on
smoking. Yeah.
Motorcycles. Pickup trucks. We even slamming Cadillac though.
Yeah.
You heard me?
Ooh-wee.
Come on, bring the G-Q country boy back.
This
he going live.
Rocking.
We doing it 808. You heard me? High point, where you at?
Yeah.
We about to go live. It's the GQ country boy.
Ooh-wee.
So get ready. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey.
Get live
with it.
Live with it.
Live with it.
Live with it.
Live with it.
Slide with it.
You can't beat this with a hammer.
That's why I brought the sludge.
We can drop the mic on all of them. I said D-E-M. All of them. Ladies and gentlemen. Look.
You dropped the mic?
Shh. I had to drop the mic on all of them. And Waymaker.
What?
You know, we've got this thing called the Studio W Platinum Party Mix Hall of Fame.
Right? Are you going, what?
The Hall of Fame. You already
Hall
know.
Hall of Fame?
The Hall of Fame that I have. You already know, Waymaker.
But I'm talking about you, all of them.
Look, every song that Jita has played, I tried to drop it in the Hall of Fame, but guess what?
It's already there.
It was already there.
Mm. Look
on y'all. Jita, okay, let me explain something, brother, because you haven't, you know, you and I and the Waymaker, we've talked off air, right? But we got this thing called cultural excellence that you are on tonight, and I'm going to tell you, brother, I'm just having so much fun right now. I'm just going to let the Waymaker, I'll probably let the Waymaker take over here now, man. I'm telling you, I'm jamming, I'm going to be dancing. Oh, my God. Yep, I got my red cup, and don't ask me what's in my cup. That's my business. But anyway, back to Jita. You're a bad man. You're one bad man. And I was thinking while we were playing these songs, I said, this cat dropped 12 albums in 10 years.
Yeah.
There are not many artists that do that. You have artists that go years without dropping an album.
Yeah.
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 I noticed that.
And especially today, right? especially today. They might drop a single or two, but albums in a, this is absolutely incredible. I want to get back to something. Waymaker, you know I'm having a blast, brother. I am having a blast. Oh my.
But that's why they call him the King. See, people give themselves different names, but some people earn their name.
Yeah.
That's why they call him the King. Not the King, but the King.
The King.
Because he's one of the hardest working, matter of fact, he is the hardest working Kings out there. Trail Riding Blues. I'm sorry.
Look here.
That's him. I'm not sorry, I'm proud.
Look, I don't care what whether Southern Soul, Neo Soul, Blues and Soul, Jazz, God, he's still among everybody one of the hardest working men. And I've been a follower for a long time, Jeter. And I thank you, brother. And so, like the Waymaker said, this is where talent meets the world. So tell us, these songs, now, do you write all of these songs? Do you have a co-writer? I understand that you perform with some other people, or maybe wrote a song with somebody else, but are you the main and primary writer of your music?
I'm the primary writer, but not, last year I brought in Squirt Kelly.
Yeah.
He sings with C-Band. Last year he became a co-writer with me, so, it was good to bring somebody else on board just to give me a different feel of the music, and me and him been just collabing together. Like, okay. he might come up with a good hook and we'll write a verse a piece. Or
yeah.
He'll send some ideas like, hey, what you think about this? I'm like, let me make a track.
Okay.
We just get it done and we work as a team. I got an awesome team of, track makers with, Christopher Washington, Ronald Slack Jefferson, who's been with me since 2018 and been producer of the year several years, and, Rip Washington as well, man. We all just collab and work with Squirt and myself, and we just kind of make it all happen. I also wrote four albums for, some ladies, like Lady Q. I did her first album, Tasha Mack's first album. I'm working on her new sophomore album. Jenda Harris, I wrote, an album for her, and, It's Karma. So I've written several collaborations and albums for artists, you know, so, me and Squirt have teamed up, and right now we dropping out a whole bunch of heat that's finna drop.
Guess what? You have no idea. I've got one in queue right now. We're gonna talk about you and Squirt Kelly. Now, one other thing I wanna talk about before I toss it over to Way. DA, rather, the district attorney, before I, before I rest my case, I'll toss it over to the DA. Man, there's something, you mentioned something about the talent that's in your family. I want to get back to that. I'm not going to belabor it, but I want to find out. You said there are many more that you feel that are more talented than you. And I want you to just briefly talk about that a little bit. And are they producing, any of your family members, are they producing albums or putting out songs and things like that? Please elaborate.
They're doing what we've been doing for years. They just go to church and sing, you know. Okay. I mean, singing unto the God is a privilege for anyone, especially when he give you a talent. But, me, I went to my grandfather who raised me, and I asked for permission to sing secular music. That's what he called it, you know. And
right.
Said, oh, you want to sing that finger popping and jitterbug? And I said, yes, sir. He asked me why. And I said, I feel in my heart I should be doing it.
Right.
When you feel like you should be doing something, it's easy to do it, you know, because everything you get from me comes natural.
That's right.
You know? And I have no specific... I know I'm in Southern Soul, but Sir Charles told me years ago I am the definition of Southern Soul because of my versatility.
Right.
He preferred to stay in ballads, but he said, Gita, you can go a fast song, a rap song, a country song, a blues song, a heavy blues song, a R&B song. He said, what you can't do. And I said, I'm going to push the envelope on that because Southern Soul ain't nothing but a gumbo.
Yeah.
Good gumbo.
You're exactly right.
When you go, I was on a show with Waymaker, and we had some cats singing straight R&B.
Yeah.
And we had straight blues, man. We had a man playing a harmonica.
Absolutely.
Great TK Soul. You know, we had the great Lenny Williams. I've done shows with different genres of people, and I realized it was a melting pot of gumbo. But when it comes back to my family, I want to bring a couple of them over here.
Yeah.
Even if I have to just do gospel for them. That's where my granddaddy said my legacy will spill over into the church, because with their talent and my knowledge now of production, marketing, I'm going to use it to make some of them, make them some good money just using that talent they got. So get ready for it, because you're going to see Jeter Jones and the Jones Brothers coming soon.
Whoa. You mean gospel?
I didn't want to drop that nugget, but I might as well give them an exclusive. Get ready. Yeah. In a couple of weeks, they're going to get the first gospel song. We're really excited about this project.
Okay. Well, Jeter, if you will allow me to say this, I would like to showcase one of your first gospel songs on my gospel show on Sundays with you and your group. Brother, you have an open door right here. Anything you need, I'm a phone call away.
Appreciate that.
You got my number, okay? And we do, and we make a, wait, this is truly amazing, because you and I have been talking about my gospel program on Sundays. And you and I have been talking about bringing on gospel artists.
Absolutely.
On Sundays, right?
I mean, that's just confirmation of what you have heard and we done heard tonight, along with other things that's been in my ear. That's my confirmation as far as that's another area that we must make sure.
That's right. You nailed it, brother. You're 1,000% correct. So, Jeter, you got my phone number, brother. Like I said, you and I are friends now. I'm telling everybody I met Jeter Jones. You're in the Buzz Mafia. The Buzz. Studio W Buzz, the baddest station on the planet. Waymaker will tell you, because we can reach anybody around the globe with this platform. We just need everybody's listening to us right now to share this with a friend. Okay? You can also go back in about 24 hours and hear this broadcast. In case you missed it, you missed part of it, you want to hear it again or share it with somebody, go to Studio. Come on, write it down. I'm going to speak as slowly as possible. Studio W dot buzz. And you go to archive shows, and this show will be up on air. Ladies and gentlemen, share this with the world. I'm serious right now. Waymaker, we lost connection with the Waymaker. So we're going to talk a little bit, Jeter, while we get the Waymaker back on. Okay. So Jeter, now out of, let's see, how many siblings do you have? And I'm just guessing based on what you just said that all you guys sing.
We do. On my mother's side, let's start with mom.
Okay.
It was four of us on my mom's side, two girls, two boys. One of the girls is Tasha Mack, the Phenom, the 2021 Best Southern Soul Female Artist of the Year.
Woo!
Tasha Mack, that's my baby sister, me, her champ, and Shea. Shea Mack is a host. She's more comedic, but she can sing. All of them can blow. On my dad's side, there's over 40 of us.
What?
Yeah, my dad got more children than the lady in the shoe. I'm going to tell you a crazy story. Last week, I was in Coachella. I met a brother that looks just like my dad, looks just like me. We looking at each other like, wow, yeah, you one of us. I went to the Golden Corral in Shreveport, which ain't but 30 minutes away from now.
Uh-huh.
I met a sister while I was in there eating, and Cass was like, Jeter Jones in here. And she said, Daddy said, you are my brother. And I was like, who your daddy? And she said, J.C. Wales. I said, yeah.
Yeah.
My daddy called him on the phone. Now we just get verified, you know. And I was like, man, what was you doing?
Oh, my God.
My dad was a quartet singer.
Oh, my God.
Wow. A phenomenal singer. He can blow. My daddy can really sing his tail off. He can sing.
Whoa.
But the difference with my daddy, he a little Indian man. Okay. So he's like Indian. His hair's down his back. He looks like Tonto, but he's singing in the church and can go.
Can go.
He has my head on her too.
Oh.
He will embarrass you. If you think you're just really singing, he will embarrass you.
Oh, boy.
I was at a church with my uncles and my cousin's group, their quartet group. So I just sit in. I might play the drums. I might sing background with them sometimes. And my dad's group was there. And my dad got up singing and squalling. And the lady said, oh, that's your daddy, G? I said, yeah, that's him. She said, you going to sing? You going to put him in his place? I said, I'm not that dude. I know.
What?
I can't touch him. He's better than me.
Guess what? That blows my mind. Because I think I think you're pretty awesome, man. I think you're a bad cat. And if they come better than...
I got a song called Something About That Rain. My mentor, my Uncle David, is the one who worked with me when I was younger.
Is that one we have? Can I pull it up?
It should be on there. Something About That Rain featuring David Jones. That's my uncle and mentor.
David Jones. And the title again?
Something About That Rain. His voice is smooth as butter. Do you hear me? I'm talking about if Luther Vandross had something.
Come
on.
Let me see if I can get it. And Waymaker, I'm going to let you take over and see if I can pick that up. And it's David Jones, right?
Yes. It's Jesus Jones featuring David Jones. Something About That Rain. It's on the Trail Ride Certified album, the first one.
Okay.
And Jeter, I found out that after hearing you talk about your dad had so many kids, you know, sisters and brothers. Well, your dad, I thought my dad was something special. My dad had 23.
Oh,
and yours had 40. Mine just went to sit down.
But you know what's crazy? The man was singing for the Lord.
And that's what I'm saying.
I guess he was singing for the Lord.
He was putting Jesus on the cross. He was putting these women up on the cross.
Sounds like he was laying hands too.
He did too much. Hey, but I thank God he made me so.
WB is getting this. This is what I want to hear about, because I know you briefly talked about her, but I know because she's been on two of my shows. Man, tell us about that fire, Tasha Mack. Wow, that's a voice.
I pride myself on being an entertainer, dancing. And Tasha, at 300-something pounds, Tasha will move like she 108 pounds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it blows people's mind that she can actually move like that for her size. But and she can go, too. She can sing. When I was writing for her, I really put my best foot forward, not just because it's my sister, but because I believe in her talent, you know.
Right.
And I mean, she has been one to step. And out of that 10 that sing better than me, she's one of them that sings better than me and my family. So, yeah. I mean, when she asked me to write her a song, she ready to jump out here and make us some money. I said, come.
Let's come.
And you know, the last show I did for you, that stage was on fire, because a lot of people don't like to go behind me.
I know.
A lot of them don't like it. We had, in Mississippi, we had them folks so hyped up. When I went to get some barbecue, the woman was still dancing.
Oh, yeah. Man,
every
time I done had you on the show, or we was at a show together, I can honestly say, and that's one of the things I love about you, is that not only I'm a promoter and I'm hiring you to come, whatever, not only do you give me my money worth, but you give more than was hired to do. I mean, only thing is like, how much time I got? I said, Jeter, you got your time. Do your time. You get tired, turn it over to the next person.
Well, I never be the one to just try to skip or shortchange people. I want to get my best foot forward. My show is never the same, too. If I was there last week, I can give you a different show this week. I think that's what makes people exciting. And I could tell people in certain areas, if I was here the other week, you won't get the same show. I'm going to give you something different each time. And that's entertaining. But one thing, I don't put a time limit on a good time. When they really partying like that, let's keep the party going, you know.
Yes. So, yes. I
mean, entertaining is a privilege to me, and I told somebody when I can't do it my way, I step away from it.
Absolutely. And speak to the up and coming artists, artists that done been in this business but not reached where they would love to be. Kind of give them a little pointers because of your experience being in this business.
Well, I say this, the first thing that's hurting a lot of up and coming artists is they price. You got to pay your dues, you know. That means get you a couple of promo shows, get you some gas money shows. When I started off, I did it for gas money in a room. when I proved that I was worth more than that gas money, I got that, you know.
Absolutely.
Everybody likes a good deal. A good show for a good price is always, always second to none. People wonder why I do more shows than anyone in Southern Soul. And I can put anybody's roster. I don't care who they is. They can put their list up and I guarantee we can just go 1 month or 2 months. I do more shows than anybody in Southern Soul. The closest to me I looked at was LJ Eccles. But I will say that the reason is that because I got a good price for mine. I ain't trying to tax you. I might be hot as fish grease, but that don't mean I got to charge you out the yin yang. And I know everybody deserves their money, but some of them, if you're going to give me the same show you did 3 years ago, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, right.
I think it should be worth my money. You know, if you going if I can know what song you finna sing before you sing it, that ain't really entertaining to me. You know, and I've been on show with artists and I know what song is coming next and I'm just another artist, but I pay attention to everybody. I study everybody. If I'm on a show with a balladeers that's just going to sing slow song, I sing all fast song.
Yeah.
Just to make my show different and more interesting. Cause they was like, oh yeah, they bored us to death, but that Jeter, he crawled and he kept, I'm going to keep it up tempo because if all are singing slow songs, I know it's going to be draining like that. So that's how my study has come in. If I'm on there with balladeers and most of the best ones in the game are balladeers. So you know it's a slow jam fest. And I say Calvin Richards, slow jam, balladeer.
Calvin Richards.
Balladeer. J1.
Man, wow. You
know, some of the best guys in this game are balladeers. You know, great singers and nothing against them. But when I come in with nothing but balladeers, I'm going to speed it up, pump it up, you know? Yeah. And that's what I'm going to do in Dallas this Saturday. That's all
balladeers. Dallas where? Tell us where.
At Garland, Texas at the Southern Soul Super Bowl, second annual. And we got heavyweights.
We need an address. We need. Where? Give us an address, bro.
Yep. We'll be at the, Curtis Caldwell Center. In Garland, Texas this Saturday. It's going down like four flats.
Wow.
The Cadillac with the fifth wheel in the back.
Oh my goodness, brother. You know what? Hey, I'm loving this so much. And I've got a request. You know, I've got, tell you what, I'm going to do a couple of things. Highway Heavy featuring Jeter Jones, David Mack, and Tyree Neal.
I remember that one.
Okay. Then I have a request from Emma C. She told me she's hanging with us, right? And she she wants to hear this jam. Okay, Something About the Rain.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh,
come on, man.
Okay. Hey guys, let's do this first, then we'll come back. This is Cultural Excellence. I'm your host. Look here, that's right. I'm your host, WB, and I got my main man, the bad man, the DA, Waymaker. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, let's do this. You gonna have to tell us about this one, bro. Huh? Shucks, man. Hey, DA.
Yes, sir.
You're right, my brother. Where talent meets the world. Thank you, my brother. We're gonna have a party. We're gonna have a very own party. You better ask somebody. I'm like a tree. Swing down the red and gun. That's me. Mama Clem's calling you. Damn. DA, I tried to add it. It's already there.
I think it was already there.
You hang out with me, WB, and DA. DA, the Waymaker. No. And that bad man, Jeter Jones.
Okay.
Hey!
Come, come, come.
Hey.
You're gonna get tonight is the king of thrill riding blues, Jeter Jones.
That's him.
Song after song after song.
Cultural excellence. And you hanging with me, WB, and the DA, the Waymaker, live.
I tell you the story behind this song. It's crazy.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
We want to hear it.
We want to hear
it. It's G tonight. It's G tonight. We want to hear it. We ain't in no hair.